dual polarization provides the capability to detect hail that is significantly melted to the point that it's not likely to be severe. This signature is important because hail signatures can be found in just about any convective storm near and just above the freezing level. Therefore, observing a hail signature doesn't mean the hail will reach the surface. So, let's discuss how hail melts and what it should look like on dual pole products. A melting hailstone goes through 6 stages. Stage 1. Well, let's begin with a solid ice sphere, diameter about 0.75 inches. Falling outside of the updraft below the 0 degrees Celsius level. Melting begins on the surface of the hailstone. In stage 2, as the surface melts, the meltwater is advected into a torus. It's that blue band around the equator of the hailstone, due to drag as it falls. Continuous shedding of small drops of about 1 millimeter occurs from the torus of water. Shed drops fall much slower. Now the hail diameter is about 0.7 inches. In stage 3, hail continues to melt and the torus moves upstream as the size of the ice particle decreases. Intermittent shedding of large drops of about 3 millimeters occurs from the unstable torus. Hail diameter is now 0.6 inches. Stage 4, the torus loses its distinction and the water cap forms around the top or lee side of the ice core. Intermittent shedding of a few large drops, about 3 millimeters, occurs. The ice core is now 0.40 inches in diameter. Stage 5, meltwater forms a stable raindrop shape around the ice core. There is no drop shedding any longer. Horizontal axis diameter of ice and water coating is about 0.2 inches to 0.4 inches. Finally, stage 6, eccentric melting of the ice core occurs until the ice is completely melted. All that is left is a large cold raindrop about 0.12 inches to 0.20 inches in diameter.